Joining us today is Grace Guerrero, running for the board of directors. How are you doing today, Grace?
I am well, and how are yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for, you know, taking the time to sit down with us.
Of course. Thank you for this opportunity.
So I'm going to start off, you know, with some light, fun questions about you to get to know you a little better. And then we'll hop into some discussions around the board. You ready to go?
I am.
Great. So first, can you please share a description of your favorite material object that you own?
Am I allowed to say what the object is?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay. So my favorite material object would be a kind of an heirloom, actually, given to me by my grandmother. So my nonna, it was her engagement ring. So it is a gold. Yes. So it is a gold band with a single diamond in the middle, which I am actually currently wearing right now. It's like my good luck charm. So yeah, it has a little bit of a design on the side and two points, which I just really love the design. It's important to me. So that would be my favorite material item.
That's great. That's lovely. And if you were to create a slogan for your life, what would it be?
A slogan for my life. Well, I like to think of myself as being like bubbly and kind of fun, but also serious. So maybe like, you know, let's go, let's rock and roll. Start it up, I guess.
That's great. I like that. You might have to start using that in the future. And a classic kind of, you know, university interview question. If you could give your first year self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Yeah. So in first year, I was kind of just stressed going into it. I kind of had no idea what to expect, obviously, like most of us did. I went in there kind of alone in a sense because I knew people, but I didn't see them really often. So I would tell myself, my younger self, to kind of just take a step back, look towards the bigger picture. You know, you're doing this for a reason. You know, everything gets done on time. You'll be okay. You know, relax and, you know, try and enjoy, you know, your time in university. That's something I kind of wish that I took more, you know, seriously in a sense, because I took some things for granted and, you know, not going out, not, you know, enjoying myself. So I'm very studious.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. And so now that we've, you know, gotten to know each other a little bit better, I've got some questions prepared for you around the board. So let's just hop right into it with the first one, which is, what inspired you to run for the Wolusip Board of Directors?
Yeah, so I have been a part of Wolusip for 2 years now. I started as a PR volunteer in 2020, and I was just really interested in like amplifying the student voice and the opinion and everything. And actually, kind of interestingly enough, the current Radio Laurier station manager and current Wolusip publication, Brett Kovacs, they actually had mentioned to me that I would be good for this position. And I was kind of hesitant, right? Because I didn't know really what it was about. And, you know, I've only worked with Laurier and I haven't branched out into the publication. So I thought, you know, hey, what's the harm, I guess, right? So why not apply, kind of step out of my comfort zone, see where this job opportunity can take me. So that's kind of where that aspiration came from.
Thank you. And my second question is, speaking of Radio Laurier publications, can you name for me each of the Wolusip publications?
All nine of them?
Yes, all nine of them.
Yes, I actually can, surprisingly enough. So we've got Radio Laurier, which we work for, the Community Edition, the Cord, the Sputnik, which is our Brantford publication, the Keystone, the Blueprint Magazine, the Walloor. I'm pretty sure it's the Brantford yearbook. I think it's the Carnegie or the Carnegie.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. So there's that one. And then our newest is the Laurier Student Poll. So
that's great. Thank you so much. You crushed that. That was really good. all right. Yeah. And our next question, we talked a little bit about your time at Radio Laurier. How would your experience within Wolusip prepare you to be a director on the board?
Yeah, so I think that with my personality, I'm very much a people person. So I've gotten the opportunity over the last, you know, 2 years, although, you know, it's considered as short, I've been able to work with, you know, a diverse group of individuals who are just passionate and supportive within the publication itself. And, you know, it just, it's a really, I really like enjoy the tight-knit community that it forms with everybody in the publication. And I just think that it would be a great fit for me and stuff to branch out and, you know, kind of see where things take me and everything like that.
That's great. Thank you. Next question for you is surrounding the board is, what are Robert's rules of order? And can you name a specific action that a board member can propose?
Okay. So the, like, you mean in the sense of the function of the board?
Yeah.
We can do. Okay. So the board is there to represent the individual's voices within the publication itself. So it's elected by the student body for that exact reason. And basically, this position requires, you know, a sense of policy understanding. So In terms of like ensuring all the publications abide by the laws that govern our, you know, nonprofit organization, and they make sure that they're all held accountable in that sense. And actually, I am, interestingly enough, right now, especially trying to achieve my specialization in public policy analysis for political science. So I think that would, you know, greatly assist me if I am awarded this position. So
That's exciting. Thank you. Next question for you is, why is attendance so important for a director on the board?
So attendance is so important because it's basically just, you know, you showing up is your entire role. You know, you are elected for a certain reason and you're meant to achieve those responsibilities you're abiding by and you wanted to assign to. You basically, you show up because it's not only your role and responsibility, but you also have a lot of weight on your shoulder and that you need to carry and a lot of decisions you need to make. And without all of the membership present, it can kind of almost dull down the voices that make up our community. So it's very important, attendance in that sense. Yeah.
Great. That's great. Thank you. Next one is, once again, kind of pulling on your previous experience, but how do you plan to support and advocate for publications outside of those that you come from? So in your case, Radio Laureate.
Yeah. So of course, supporting all nine of our publications are important, funny enough. So supporting everybody and making sure like that sense of, you know, we're inclusive and everything and our community is continues to be tight knit as we all kind of almost ping pong off one another. You know, we bounce ideas off one another. We all influence each other. So, you know, if one thing happens to one publication, it usually kind of almost trickles along the line of affecting, you know, the rest of us. So it's important to have that sense of like, you know, interconnectivity. And being able to work together. I think I can do that in the sense of maybe working closer with the heads of each department in that sense, being able to have, you know, cross workplace environment settings and everything, and just being able to kind of have everybody feel comfortable with one another within that space.
That's great. Thank you. And, you know, speaking of being on the board and working with a lot of diverse groups, can you speak to the benefits of having both student and community directors on our board?
Yeah. So I'll start with the first one. So having the students on our board is relevant in the sense of getting that greater sense of, you know, who the Laureate community is just in general, right? We want to make sure that we include the voices of, you know, the Golden Hawks, as it is vital to our entire publication. In sense, I'm sorry, you said the students and the community, right?
Yes.
So in terms of the Wolusip community, right?
Yeah, so student and then like members of the Kitchener-Waterloo community on the board.
Yeah, so it's important to have both sides as, you know, they kind of go hand in hand with one another. You know, we all have this common idea of like, you know, being inclusive, being diverse, having those voices being amplified and heard and valued within the community. So it's important to have both of those sides present as, you know, one has maybe more of a community-based approach and the other kind of has a community, but, you know, is more knowledgeable within the publication itself. So it's important to have both of those to just show for, you know, the sense of knowledge and value that both can bring to the table at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. And you know, kind of our next one is going to pull a little bit on some things you've already talked about, but what role do you feel the board of directors play in informing policy decisions?
Oh, yeah. So the board of directors are very important in the sense of policy decisions and policy making, because that's a huge part of what they do, basically. They want to make sure that the publications are abiding by, you know, the rules and regulations that govern the publication in general. And it kind of creates a sense of accountability within the organization, ensuring that, you know, everybody is abiding, understanding, and making sure that they understand that the diverse and inclusive community that we want to share with one another. So policy is important for getting those agendas set, making sure that all the voices are there, and kind of just our perception of what we want to bring to the table and what we want to amplify out to this Laurier community in general.
Thank you. That's great. Next one is kind of reflecting on this past year. Can you name something you really like that you've seen in another publication other than one you've been involved with?
Something that I really like. I think that I really like the fact that they touch upon current world issues, especially speaking upon our like written publications and all in newspapers specifically. So I actually in high school wrote for the newspaper for my high school. So I did current world issues. So I find that by them touching upon, you know, and expanding on their knowledge on the world issues is, you know, very important to today's current society and, you know, getting the Laurier community to understand what's going on around them. So I really like the fact that they, you know, they expand the horizons. You know, it's not just about the Laurier community. It's also about, you know, us, the Laurier community, but the world and how we're affected by, you know, what goes on within it kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I always love to see that. And our last question, bringing us kind of the end of our time together, is if elected, what are you looking forward to learning during your term on the board?
Yeah, so if I'm able to have the opportunity to be elected on the board of directors, I'm most excited and looking forward to expanding my knowledge in the workplace and being able to kind of further work with the idea of the public policy, as I'm very interested in that. So I would like to see how that would work out and continue learning what it means to be a part of the Wolusip community, as I kind of focused my whole, you know, platform around that and everything. So I would like to see that. And I like to see more diversity, inclusion. And I think that I really look forward to seeing how that will play out with new members, obviously, that will be elected within the 2022-23 year. So it's really exciting. And I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you so much, Grace, for that response. And thank you for your time today. For all of you out there listening, you've heard me, if you've listened to all of these, you've heard me say this quite a few times, but make sure you're attending our AGM on February 3rd at 5 p.m. Grace, that's correct?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And you'll be able to hear more from our candidates, such as Grace, and hear more about the overall status of the organization. Grace, do you have any final words or anything you want to say before we wrap up or anything we missed?
I don't think we missed anything. You did a great job. yeah, you did. To kind of end, I would just like to extend my gratitude, you know, to everybody out there listening and those who will attend our AGM next week. I'd like to thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share my platform, you know, to share my aspirations, my ideas for the board of directors position. And yeah, I wish my fellow candidates good luck with their campaigns. And Jackson, thank you for this interview. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. It's been my pleasure. And, signing off, we'll see you in the next interview, unless this is the last one.